Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com, beaconbaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, we are making some applications from the book of Obadiah to everyday living. I got into one yesterday that was hitting pretty close to home to some people, no question about that. But we are talking about the deceitfulness of sin. We learned 2 or 3 days ago about the trustworthiness of Scripture and a couple of days ago about the obligations of brotherhood. But yesterday we were talking about the deceitfulness of sin. And there are a lot of different areas of its deceitfulness, and we started out talking about its deceptive sense of entitlement. Sin causes us to think we are entitled to certain things that God's Word tells us we are not. Now we'll go on from there to see its degenerative power and its deceptive capacity to blind, but we're still talking about this first one, the deceptive sense of entitlement that sin will build within our hearts unless we correct it, unless we tell it no, unless we come back to the touchstone of God's Word and say, wait a minute, that kind of thinking is wrong. It's erroneous. It's contrary to Scripture. It's convoluted. I cannot allow my mind to think that way. Because Edom allowed herself to think a certain way, she eventually came to the place where God judged her so severely that she was obliterated. He judged her so that she would be cut off forever. Verse 10, for violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. But that didn't happen overnight. It happened because of the deceptive nature of sin. It happened because sin convinced Edom, the sinful hearts of the Edomites were convinced that they were entitled to certain privileges and attitudes and actions which God said are not acceptable. And so we're going to continue that a little bit further today. Thank you for joining me on this Friday, May 22, and many thanks to those whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. The deceptive sense of entitlement. Now, I'm basing that upon the steps that they went through from their passive inactivity in watching Israel being invaded by a foreign army and not doing anything to help them until eventually they got to the place where they joined the invaders and actually participated in the violence against Israel. And that's when God said enough is enough and he brought down judgment. But here are the steps. Verse 12, but you should not have gazed on the day of your brother in the day of his captivity, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. I'm going to stop there because if I read through all of these again, it'll take quite a bit of time and I just really need to take them one by one. So the first deceptive error of sinful entitlement is that I'm entitled to my privacy. I'm entitled to withdraw myself. I'm entitled to be aloof. You can't make me feel a responsibility to do something, to act on behalf of my brother Israel if I don't feel like it. I'm entitled to my rest. I'm entitled to my privacy. I'm entitled to be involved or uninvolved as it suits me according to the way I feel, I'm entitled to that. And that is the deceitfulness of sin, giving us a deceptive sense of entitlement. What's the second one? Here's one that many of us have succumbed to. I'm entitled to hold my own opinion. Where's that? Well, I just read it to you. Nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. First they watch the Babylonians invade Israel, and they just stood passively by and didn't do anything to help. But now we learn they were delighted inwardly. At this time they haven't expressed it yet, but delighted inwardly. In other words, they were maintaining an opinion which was contrary to truth. It was contrary to divine responsibility and obligation. God had made it clear that Israel was their brother. I read you a verse out of Deuteronomy a couple of broadcasts ago where God specifically commanded Israel to treat Edom as their brother. You can't treat Edom like any other nation. You can't treat them like a foreign nation, like a Gentile nation, because they are your brother. And obviously, that goes both ways. Edom had the responsibility to treat Israel as their brother. And so they didn't have the right to stand by passively and allow others to bring harm to Israel, and they did nothing to try to stop them. That was not their privilege. That was not their entitlement, nor was it were they entitled to hold their own opinion. Here they are rejoicing in Israel's misfortune. It's more than misfortune. Israel's pending destruction, which is a sinful attitude, a sinful opinion. They are not entitled to hold that opinion. But how many times, how many Americans have the idea, and so many times we get our American rights and our Christian rights confused. And as Americans, we have the right to our own opinion. That's protected by our Constitution. Not only, it even goes farther than that. We have the right to free speech. We have the right to express our opinion. And that's what comes next in verse 12. But you should not have gazed on the day of your brother in the day of his captivity. That was your passive refusal to be involved. Nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Israel in the day of their destruction. That would be a private opinion that you thought you were entitled to have. Nor should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. There is the entitlement to express your own opinion. Well, don't I have the right to my own opinion? No. Not as a Christian. Don't I have a right to express my opinion? Don't I have the right to that? Well, are we talking about legal rights as Americans, or are we talking about God-ordained rights as a Christian? Christians are responsible to live according to God's commands. Remember, we're talking about the deceitfulness of sin. What is sin? It's violating the requirements of God. That's what it is, violating the requirements of God. And God said to Edom, you have a responsibility to help Israel. You are not entitled to your privacy, to withdraw, to be aloof, if you prefer to do that. God said, you should not rejoice in the calamity of your brother. You are not entitled to your own opinion about what's happening to Israel. You are not free to express a wrong opinion. You are not entitled to express your thoughts. Those are legal rights that you have as Americans, but they are not godly rights that you have as a Christian. If you are a Christian, then you don't have the right to do that. As a Christian, the only thing you have the right to do is to submit yourself to the Word of God. And sin is violating the requirements of God, and God requires something different of you. And we're talking about the deceitfulness of sin, and one area is this deceptive sense of entitlement. How people seem to have the idea, I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that. No, in some areas that's not true. How about this one? Goes a step further, verse 13. You should not have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Indeed, you should not have gazed on their affliction. This is where Edom actually marched over to the gates of Jerusalem and went inside and took a good look around at the calamity that was befalling them by the Babylonians. Again, not doing anything about it, but filling their own eyes with this calamity, which we already know they were rejoicing in, and they expressed their opinion of satisfaction that it was taking place. And this would be the entitlement to watch what I please. I have the right to go look at this if I want to. Do I have to make applications of that for us in America today? Some people have the idea, for example, in the area of pornography. As long as I don't actually commit a sinful act, I don't actually commit adultery, I don't actually involve myself physically in fornication, then I have the right to look at what I please to look at, to view what I want to view. No, that's a deceptive sense of entitlement that is fueled by the deceitfulness of sin. You don't have that right because God tells you you don't. Again, what did Jesus mean when he said in the Sermon on the Mount, whoever looks upon a woman for the purpose of lusting after her has committed adultery already in his heart. That was followed, remember, where that's found. Jesus said, you have heard that it has been said, you shall not commit adultery. Well, that's the seventh commandment. That's the outward act. That's the physical act. We know that's wrong. The commandment says so. You shall not commit adultery. But I'm not committing adultery, I'm just looking at the commission of adultery. I'm looking at others committing adultery. I'm watching with delight as others are entering into various acts of fornication. I'm not doing it myself. I have a right to watch what I please. No, you don't. That's the deceptive sense of entitlement at work. That's the deceitfulness of sin at work. How about this one? I'm entitled to my share of the wealth. Then we get into it again. You should not have entered into the gates of my people in the day of their calamity. Indeed, you should not. Well, here it is. Yeah, moving on. You should not have gazed on their affliction in the day of their calamity, and hear this, nor laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. The next step was, after they entered the city and looked on which they didn't have the right to look on, watching with delight at the destruction that was taking place of Israel, then they decided that they were going to get their share of the loot. The Babylonians are raising the city and are taking whatever they want as the spoils of war, and it's going to go to somebody, and I've got as much right to it as anybody else. I'm entitled to my share of the wealth. And how often we see that wrong entitlement mentality in our world today. I'm entitled to this. My boss doesn't pay me enough, so I'm entitled to take some things, to steal some things from the company in order to make up for what I think I ought to be paid. And on and on and on it goes. The deceptive nature of sin. Oh, how we have to guard our hearts. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give us his eternal peace.